Yes, you
praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Greet for us your neighbor and wish them the best, which come from the God the Father and the Son, and from the seven spirits of the Lord. Like Revelation 1:4 says, praise Jesus so much. Tell your brethren, did you get a new book?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because
topic is
the last topic, to see the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. That topic is ending and is what begins seeing the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So when Kugambi Mgambi, what I said, I
told you, have you prepared a new book?
First,
look at your neighbor. Have the old book for you're going to be writing in this last
topic.
The last topics, and they're what begins the new of the heading new. That is a very new way.
Pastor Dan,
where are your books? Do you think your brethren still have like what you have? How can you help them?
Amen.
You come show us those books. You show them that they have good books at least. Because others, I don't know how their books appear.
You
have of good books. The ones you write in are very good. Threatening that your book looks funny. Don't be ashamed. Look clear at your book.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Look at the Bible book and see the worth of the things you write in it. Everyone has looked at his neighbors and they have laughed over it.
And it is very serious.
Now let's be serious, friends.
You
is lacking rich, Pastor Dan, will connect with the book, the group to help you. That they will help you prepare well your book.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The way you prepare that book shows even your heart is not settled and prepared well. You may be joking within the gospel. But it's not good to be among people who are just making the gathering increase. But be among the 12 of disciples. Jesus had three types of people he moved with.
At
the three were totally determined, and the 12 who got strengthened on the three colleagues of theirs.
It's
to say the 12, the three were very strengthened, and the 9 got strengthened over the 3. Now the entire other congregation were followers, and they increased the group. You say that Christ had a number of people.
But full knowledge tuinzo kubanga tulibanji ku Sunday.
Now full knowledge you may be many on Sunday.
Na yeki andivanga katonda batunulidde okukola omulimu ba bebakungana mu daily.
But God may be the one who looks up to this mission are the ones coming in the weekdays.
Daily.
And they have prepared very well everything. Now some of the colleagues come on Sunday, they just make the number increase that we get to be many.
For
some people come because of number. And they are many. Let's go, there are many people there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now I spoken that it may put more strength in that. To hold what the Spirit passed through Pastor Bosa. that let's mind and put in more courage.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
One of your strengths
will appear in the preparation of your notes.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope
Witness,
together with Pastor
Poston
and the Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all.
You
decided to seek for the living God
and
His word
and
the Holy Spirit.
And angels
are together with us in this ministration.
We
love you all.
May
God bless you as you move on to keep the saints in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to be wide enough seeing the part of the schemes of the devil. And in here we have been seeing and we separated the Holy Spirit and His works of righteousness
to
separate from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
But
in the NB, what we note most.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Part, you know,
the part we are going to be seeing of the four beasts. Is what begins as we separate the right Christ and His church. And the false Christs and their churches.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Because when he speaks, he says in
2
Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1 to down, he told us this on these three issues. Second Corinthians 11 from verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mubusiru siru obutono. Era na ye mungu minkirize. Kubanga mbakuwa tibuobuja wa Katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bamwe omu. Njokembaleteri Kristo. Ngomu walo mlongofu. Na ye ntide. Ngomu soto abegwali mbalimba kawa mubukusa wago. Mpoze birowozo bya mukono ne bwanga mukulaba. Wamune mu bulongofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omwoyo mutukuvu yatandika okutulabula.
The Holy Spirit began to warn us.
Ngaita mutume Paul.
When he passed through Apostle Paul.
Nti yatutwala eri Kristo.
That he took us to Christ.
Tuli bawala mbere.
We were the virgin girls.
Biranga mukutuleta kwa fedwa tukuzidwa na musayi gwa
Yesu. He's bringing us, we had been purified by the blood of Jesus.
Ngati tulina ba Kristo balala betu sinja.
We had no other Christs we worship.
Biranga tulina Katonda mulalo kujja ko kitafu omu.
We had no another God except our Father in heaven.
Biranga tulina moyo atukulembera.
We had one Spirit, the one who leads us.
Kigambe kyo kyatufuura bawala mbeerera.
That word made us virgin girls.
Naye ekitu jisako embeerera eyo.
But why that virginity is taken away from us?
We kugenda eri injili endala
is to go to another gospel,
okugenderi ba Kristo abalala,
to go to other Christ,
era no okugenderi omwoyo omulala,
and to go to another spirit.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
We kujibwako embeera yafu yebwa kabaka bwa Katonda,
we taken off the virginity of the Lord.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So at them
now is afraid.
Mukusoka twalindibwako mulusuku.
Initially we are deceived within the garden.
Muluberebere sule yokusa
in Genesis chapter 3.
Yenga mukama afa amazo kutuzo obuja.
But after the Lord Jesus renewed us,
mwe mtukuvu yagamba,
the Holy Spirit said,
ibintu byimu ebyabaawo mulusuku byandiddamu,
that the same things which happened in the garden may come and happen again.
Ebyokukyusa enjiri
of change the gospel, to subtract and to add within it, changing the Christ to give us another, and to change the spirit. Let's read on here.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula ya 11 olunyirwa kusatu.
Second Corinthians 11 verse 3.
Naye ntide ngomusoto abagwali mbalimba kawa mu bukusa bwagwo mpozi ebirowoozo byammwe okwononebwanga mukulaba wamune mu bulongofu ebiri mu Kristo. Kubanga oyajja bwabuulira Yesu omulala gwe tutaabuulira, oba bwe muweebwa omwoyo omulala gwe mutaaweebwa, oba enjiri endala gye mutakkiriza, mukola bulungi ogigumiikiriza.
Ekyo kibuuzo.
That is the question.
Nti mukola bulungi okubigumiikiriza.
You do good to bear that.
Newankubadde mu Bible enzimu.
Even though in the other Bibles,
tebakireeta nga kibuuzo.
They don't bring it as a question.
Naye ekyo kibuuzo.
But that is a question.
Tukola bulungi kwegamba muli ogigumiikiriza enjiri eyo.
Do we do good to bear that gospel?
Ebintu bisatu byendabaawo.
There are three things I see here.
Okuleetebwa kw'enjiri endala.
The bringing of another gospel.
Kwe kukyusa enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda nga yekitaffe.
It's to change the gospel of the kingdom of God as the Father.
Yes, we was
you. Praise Jesus.
Kwe kugamba nti bakyusa kitaffe ne batuwaamu
omulala. It's to say they change the Father and give us another.
Oba obadde tokyegendereza.
If you had not looked carefully at this.
Okukyusibwa kw'enjiri.
Changing of the gospel.
Kwe kukyusa enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda kitaffe.
It's to change the gospel of the kingdom of God the Father.
Tegeeza. Baba bagenda kukyusa taata batuwe kitaffe omulala.
They are to change the Father and give us another Father.
Era nga bw'olaba.
Just as you see.
Abantu bayina ba Father.
How people have priests.
Abantu bwe balina ba spiritual father,
people have spiritual fathers,
n'enjiri zaabwe ez'enjawulo,
and they are different gospels.
Nti na yes, bwe bakyusaamu enjiri eno,
but if they change this gospel,
oyinza okulowooza okukyusa enjiri kintu kitono.
You may think changing the gospel is a small thing.
Yemu ku mutwe ogugenda osembayo wali.
It's one of the heads to get last here.
Nga tulaba enkozi ya Satani.
When we see the schemes of the devil.
Okukyusa kw'enjiri kukyusiza ddala kitaffe w'omuggulu.
The changing of the gospel changes our Father in heaven.
Kubanga enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda kitaffe.
For it's the gospel of the kingdom of God the Father.
Ate okukyusa Kristo.
And to change Christ.
Kwe kukyusa ekkanisa ye.
Is to change his church.
Era kwe kunyoola ekigambo.
And is to twist the word.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kati okuweebwa omwoyo omulala.
To be given another spirit.
Kwe kugamba nti bakyusizza omwoyo omutukuvu ne batuwaamu omulala.
Is that they have changed the Holy Spirit and given us another spirit.
Mu bigambo ebyo ebisatu.
Now in those three words.
Mulimu okukyusiza ddala kitaffe ne bamuggyawo.
Involves changing the Father and take him away.
Ne batuwa omulala.
And they give us another.
Okukyusa kwa Kristo.
The changing of Christ.
Okukyusa Kristo kutumanya nga kigambo kya Katonda.
Is to take away Christ whom we know as the Word of God.
Ne batuwa bakristo ab'obulimba.
And they give us false Christ.
Okukyusibwa kw'omwoyo.
The change of the spirit.
Kwe kuggyibwawo kw'omwoyo omutukuvu.
They take away the Holy Spirit.
Ne batuwaamu gwe bayita Holy Ghost.
And they give us the Holy Ghost.
So tulina okubyegendereza.
Now we have to be careful of this.
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwe nkugambye.
But like I told you.
Nti guno gwe mutwe gwe tusomeramu ensolo ennya.
That in this head we start the four beasts.
Era bwe tuba tutandika wali tugamba nti z'ensolo ennya.
And when we begin we say these are the four beasts.
Tugamba nti gwe muto gwe tusomeramu okuvuunuka kw'ensolo ennya. Ziri mu Daniel 7.
It's the head we started the explanation of the four beasts in Daniel 7.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ekintu ky'olabyawo.
Something you've seen there.
Oyinza okuba kwogamba naye ate kikwatagana
kitya. Maybe you may say how does that connect?
Era kijja kitya.
And how comes?
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga mumanyi bulungi.
And you know very well.
Tubadde tujja tusembayo nga tulaba ennamba eno lukankana
omukaaga. We've been seeing the number 666.
Basinga bagamba twakalabako emikaaga ebiri.
Most people say we've surpassed in 626.
Omukaaga ono nga tugulaba ddi.
When are we seeing the third six?
Omutwe gwe gumu nga tutandika Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
The same head as we see the right Christ and his church.
Ate gwe gugenda mu maaso n'okutulaga omukaaga guli ogwokusatu gukolebwa gutya.
Moves on show us the third six how it's made.
Ekintu ky'olabyawo.
The thing you've seen there. Above there.
Kigwa mu bigambo ebyo bisatu.
It falls into three words.
Okukyusibwa kw'enjiri.
The changing of the gospel.
Okukyusa omusanvu ogusooka ku siru ya Katonda.
Is to change the first seven on the seal of God.
Okukyusibwa kwa Kristo.
The changing of Christ.
Kulimu okukyusa omusanvu ogwokubiri.
Is to change the second seven.
Then. Yes, yes. Eriko kuba lidduse nnyo. Katubikwate empola. Ebigambo ebisatu bifaanagana.
Three words appear the same.
Sooka oyineko okubiwandiika. Birabika bijja kutabula. Katubinyonnyoke empola.
Let's get explained. Slow.
Okukyusibwa kw'enjiri.
Changing of the gospel.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Of the kingdom of God.
Yes, we was one.
Praise Jesus.
Naye kankireetebwe nti osobole
okitegeera. Let me bring it like this that you understand it.
Ebigambo bye twogedde waggulu ebisatu.
The three words we've spoken up there.
Bibyandiko zi gye tuyita siru ya Katonda.
Is what would have made the seal of God.
Yes, we was one.
Praise Jesus.
Obirabe ebigambo ebisatu.
Have you seen the three words?
Ebigambo ebyo.
Those words.
Ebyandiko z'essiru ya Katonda kitaffe.
What would have made the seal of God the Father.
Omwana.
The Son. and the Holy Spirit. And when we saw that seal, we were told these words down here, which we want to look at carefully.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We heard that this seal of God, it's hidden in three words, which are in John 14:6. You write it down here. John 14:6. Let's read there.
So,
I'm going to request that they bring this blackboard here, even though this is a whiteboard, that I can demonstrate for you that you understand clear. John 14:6.
Yesu n'amugamba nti, nze kubo n'amazima n'obulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We say the seal of God, it moved on to be hidden in three words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bino,
these words,
yes, kubo,
that Jesus is the way,
obulamu,
is the truth.
Yes, kubo,
he is the way,
amazima,
is the truth,
obulamu,
and the life.
Ngenda wandika ne bigambo ebyo.
I'm going to write those words here.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Ngenda kukolera organization ye bigambo
ebyo. I'm going to organize you those words, that you can understand them. How do they come to enter within the four beasts?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. For perhaps where we've come from, God has been gathering only these three words. Praise him, the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We've seen changing of the gospel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I wanted to put them in three lines.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But let me try to put them down here.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Change of the gospel.
Then
and we have the change of Christ.
We have
any mark?
Then
we have the change of the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
there are words we've been studying. Here we have 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 11:1-5.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
now there we have John. John 14:6. What we've heard is the way, the truth,
then
in the life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. I expect may not defer those words from the ones above.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Now we have the seal of God, which you've seen moving within the 777. We can do like this. We bring the book of 1 John. Chapter 5:7. And we bring the Father. And we bring the Word. And is the Christ. And we have the Holy Spirit. At the same time, we have Ephesians. Ephesians 4:30. The seal of the Holy Spirit. And we seal the seven spirits, which are in Isaiah 11:1. But because the seal of the seven spirits is proven of the Father, Son,
nga ye Kristo Yesu,
and is Christ Jesus,
n'omwoyo omutukuvu,
and the Holy Spirit,
tubadde tulina emyomusa, tulina siruzi, tulina emyomusanvu emirundi esatu.
Have seven spirits three times.
Okora siru ya Katonda.
To make the seal of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati wano wetutambulidde.
Now here is where we've moved.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye nga bwetwajja tulaba.
But like we saw,
nti singa bakyusa enjiri,
that if they change the gospel,
obulamu obw'ekkubo lyo bamaze oliziba,
they have already blocked your way,
erikutwala mu bulamu,
which takes you in the life,
okutuusa eri kitaffe,
to reach the Father.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Singa amazima gaggwawo okukyusibwa kwa Kristo,
the truth finishes the change of Christ,
then kiba kitegeezaki? Otemeddwa ku Kristo Yesu muzabibu ogwadda.
It means you've been cut from Christ the provine.
Siri zonna zigenda zikuvaako.
All the seals move on to get from you.
Singa bakyusa omwoyo.
If they change the spirit.
Bwe kugamba nti ebigambo bye mbagamba gwe mwoyo ate bwe buki?
Is to say the words I say are spirit and life.
Biba bimaze okubanga bulamu bwaffe bugenda buggwerawo.
Our life already has gone and finishes.
Era ne bakugambira nti kati wavudde omwoyo mutukuvu tebajja kusonyiwa.
Here is where they say you've blasphemed the spirit, you're no more forgiven.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Obulamu bakuvuddeko.
Life has been gotten. You no more have the spirit. The third seal, you don't have it.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Obo bitegedde bitukeze hako kuleta wano. Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye,
but
sitani mwamaro chusa bino byonna.
When the devil changed all this,
atandika tebe hiye.
He begins his own table.
Oyinayo kugondia ndala.
Who was the marker? Another.
Sitani bwachusa ebigambo bino
waggulu. When the devil changes his words,
n'achusa enjiri,
and he changed the gospel,
n'achusa Kristo,
and he changed the Christ,
n'achusa omwoyo,
and he changed the spirit,
atuukiriza Yokana, no, Yokana kumi,
he fulfills John 10.
Atulinde ku katono.
Let's wait another mark.
Atuukiriza Yokana,
he fulfills John,
esura ye kumi,
John 10.
Onyore kumi.
John 10:10.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus.
Wajawe bigambo byabera atonze.
There comes words he has created.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yajja kolaki?
He came to steal.
Kati wano waliwo.
To steal.
Wano waliwo ekirala. Okay.
To kill.
Ndoza bampe ku kagondi.
Let's get it.
Akugondi sangulewo.
Let's have a rubber. We.
Yes, we was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Tori dent singa chusa enjiri.
You heard if he changes the gospel,
na chusa Christo,
and he changes the Christ,
na chusa no moyo,
and he changes the spirit. It's the next arrow we've gone on. If he does that and fulfills them,
abazze mu Yokana. Abazze mu Yokana 10:10.
He's come in John 10:10.
Nga ye yajja kola ki?
That he came to
kubba abaana baani?
To steal the children of God.
Abaana ba kitaffe. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abazze yekola ki?
He's come to steal.
Yeye n'okola ki ekirala?
To kill.
Okutta. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bulowooza okubba abaana balinako baani?
But you think you steal children are meant to be of the father.
Wabula ekibira ano waba babba.
But what's next as he steals them?
Abafuura balimba.
He makes them liars.
N'abeera kitaawe w'abalimba era waabaki?
And he gets to be a father of liars.
Era aboonoonyi.
And the evil people.
Tulowooza tulina Yokana wano 8.
I think we have John 8.
Yokana 8:44.
John 8:44.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati wano wagamba nti na
when they say came to steal and
tuba,
kill,
tuba Yokana,
we've gotten John
15
from verse 1 to 5. If you're not in Christ, our death has happened. So without him, we can do nothing. Even life was in him, a life got to be our life. He came to steal,
okutta,
to kill,
n'okola ki,
and destroy,
n'okuzikiriza. Bino bibayita nti wavudde omwoyo omutukuvu.
This is what he said, you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
Tebakyakusonyiwa.
You're no more forgiven.
Matayo 12:13-32.
Matthew 12:30-32.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era ebigambo bino bye tulaba
And this is what we see.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. They move out of the revelation. Revelation 16. Revelation 16 from 12 to 16.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus. What he does, he changes the Father. And it comes in. And I saw three evil spirits. And they come from the mouth of the dragon. Here there is the devil.
Or the dragon.
Or the serpent. There we have the beast. Jezebel.
Yes, we
have. Praise Jesus so much.
And
here we have the false prophet. Have you seen how they move? Now those ones, they move to a few revelations. 13, 15 to 17. We have the first six of the devil. We have the second six.
It's
of the beast of Jezebel.
Then we know Mukago Goku.
And we have the third six of the false prophet. I think you see how that way is. Now the table we're studying on is that one. Everything we've studied. What we are to see the schemes of the devil fall in that table. This table. The devils have them in the triangle and in the principalities. They govern all the programs of distorting God to fight the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
I expect you understand these words clear.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Have
you gotten explained? Let me put them into ink, which is conk, that you can see them clear. You can ask what that means.
KJV.
Most versions don't have that scripture. But in the King James Version, it's where we find it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I expect to begin. And we want to explain to you
that
as we begin the head which winds up separating the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And at the same time is where we began to see the right Christ and His church and the false Christ and their churches. But in brief, bring you how we've been moving these things. We've based in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 to 5. Where the Holy Spirit warned us and said that he had gotten afraid for the changing of the gospel, the gospel of God the Father, that's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the changing of Christ and his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The changing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Yet in their being changed, the devil is trying to see that he's fighting John. John 14:6. And our way is our God, His Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's being changed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the changing of the gospel. For it makes our way get lost where we came from, where we are heading.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Okuchusiwa kwa Kristo.
The changing of Christ.
Kuleta okuchusiwa kwa mazima.
It brings the changing of truth.
Agave ndwe byadale bino okubera.
Oh, the real things what they're supposed to be.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Then okuchusiwa kwa moyo mutukuvu.
Changing of the Holy Spirit.
Gwena maso okuchusa ebikwatagana obulambo.
Changes what concerns our lives.
Why no kubera we nakuzonda?
Which was to live forever.
Bumaliriza buzikirira.
Ends up into destruction.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ebabgame nti ekubo ekubo,
that's why we say the way. It reaches to our Father in heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amazima,
the truth.
Gena maso kulaga Kristo yajibwako obujuvu bw'eggulu n'ensi.
Reaches us, show us Christ from which heavens and earth was gotten.
Abo twawulira mu Yokana 14.
Like we heard in John 1:14.
Nti ndo eriyemo 16.
John 1:16. That we all from his fullness we were given.
So everything
you see would have been the Christ existing. But because there is a battle moving on in the changing of Christ to give us another Christ is to take away the truth of all things.
And
what concerns our life, we came from where are we going? They want to explain that to ask the Holy Spirit. For according to John 6:63, the words I said to you, they are spirit and they are life.
So mutulabide nti kitafe omwana nomwe mtukufu.
Is where we've seen Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are one.
So bagamba sono okutusiringa.
Now they move on to seal us.
Gabefeso.
Like Ephesians 4:30 says, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. But when the Holy Spirit seals us, in him are seven spirits. According to Isaiah 11, from verse 1 and 2, praise Jesus. We're the seven spirits, and we have the Father. We have the Word and is the Son. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit. All of them endorsed with the seven. They seal us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. With the seven spirits three times.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That is standing at you, sir.
Now when the devil is changing that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Changes all
those.
He in his changing the devil. He wants to fulfill John 10:10.
That
he came to steal.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
To steal
the children of the Father. To kill. And to get them from the life Christ Jesus. The true vine.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Then you kuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
It's
to say already they don't have life. Nothing good is in the devil. And he invented his trinity in the shortest time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
About
what we see in Revelation 16.
12 to 16.
The devil came to sit in the throne of the Father as the Satan.
And
is the father of the liars and all the sinners. And he got the beast, the one seated on his Jezebel. And he made us sit in the seat of Christ. Now the false prophet, he moves on to be there to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. That's why he's in the aspect of destruction. But after the devil steals,
Jezebel,
and Jezebel kills, as her second six is,
the
false prophet, destroys, not allowing anyone to get back to sanity.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now both are the 3 for 6. Which is in Revelation 13:15-17. Each one tirelessly works to strengthen their
faith.
Fight with the seal of God of 777, which moves in the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the battle has been happening like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
The battle has been happening like that.
If you have not seen
where we are going, there is where we are heading. Remember, we are finishing that side where the battle began. The changing of the Holy Spirit and the works of righteousness. And they brought in another spirit and its works which are unrighteous. Now we are heading to go there to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. Praise Jesus. We shall seek God the Father and the gospel of the kingdom of God. And he's changing.
And
the gospel of the devils who claim to be the father of liars. Now we're going to study and see those criteria.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But like
we've been seeing these things.
Ya Sitani,
we saw the seal of the devil, the first six. We know out of him came all the six. For down there is a word finishing all those things.
I see one word ekigambo kino.
Down there is that word.
Sitani,
that the devil himself was the third cherubim. Where he got those three, triple six. He was the third cherubim.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But we've been seeing all that. Because he was the third cherubim. And he had been anointed from the seven spirits of God. We discovered when the spirit of the Lord was broken from him. He remained with the six spirits. But they were twisted.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now when he knew things are like that, he created his Trinity, his triple six, according to the place where he was, because he was the third cherubim.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's the summary of the things we are meant to see.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
we are heading to see the four beasts. They wrap up what we call checking the spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
And
we separate it from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. Many people ask how comes it can enter the third six. And how can it enter us? Seeing the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches,
when
the four beasts in Daniel 7.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think let's begin officially. That's been an introduction. Have you officially opened?
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus so much.
We are going
to see the four beasts in Daniel 7. And they are to go to enter us to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches.
And
to prove how the third six is made,
in
changing of the right Christ and his church, and they give us the false Christ and their churches.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes, he was. When you
praise Jesus, let's read Daniel 7. Daniel 7 from verse 1.
Daniel Sulaya Msambu Nyoru Soka. Mumwako Goluberevere Ogwa Belusaza Kabaka we Babiloni. Daniel Narote Chiroto. No mutwe gwe byegwayole sebwa kuchitanda che. Nario kawandike chiroto. Nayatula ebigambo ngaviga tibwa wamu. Daniel Nayo Geranti. Natunulira mwebe bye nayole sebwa echiro. Era laba, empewo ez'omugulu ennya ne ziwa matuka ku nnyanja ennene, n'ensolo nnya ennene ne ziva mu nnyanja
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus. Yarabe nsoro nya. He saw four beasts.
Ngaziva mu nyanja.
And they came out of the sea.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ngati tunaba kugenda maso nyo kunyonyoka bya nsoro zino.
Before we move on to be explained of these beasts.
Twagala kunyonyoka ko nyanja eno
katono. We want to explain briefly of this sea.
Waliwaki ogenda zura.
There is something you're going to be discovering.
Lwaki ddala omutogono kwe kutuyingiza mu kulaba Kristo mutufu.
Why really this head should enter us to see the right Christ and his church?
Niwa Kristo obulimba n'amakanisa
and the false Christ and their churches.
Era n'engeri gye banywezaamu omukago
ogw'okusatu. And the way they hold the third six.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Engeri eribu eti.
The way is this.
Okusinzira ku bikulirwa esula ey'17.
According to Revelation 17.
Munyiro 15.
Verse 15.
Ennyanja ebeeramu mazzi mangi.
In the sea is many waters.
Naye amazzi amangi ensolo zino mwe zifubutuka.
But the many waters where these beasts come from.
Byemika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
They are the nations, tribes, clans and languages.
Katusomeyo tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Okubikulirwa esula ya 17 munyiro 15.
Revelation 17:15.
N'angamba nti amazzi ge walabye. Omwenzi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tumanyi omwenzi atudde ku nsolo.
We know that that rest sits on a beast.
Era nga ye Jezebeli.
And that is Jezebel.
Nibagambye nti ensolo zino mu kuva mu mazzi amangi.
But this beast coming from the many waters.
Zisibuka mu bantu.
They come from the people.
Ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
Multitudes, nations, clans and languages.
Kwega buli kabiina k'abantu abakungaana.
Every group of people who have gathered.
Buli lulimi.
Every language.
Buli gwanga.
Every nation.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Ensolo zino mwe zifubutuka.
These beasts come out of them.
Era nga tuli bakwetegereza ensolo zino.
And we are to see of these beasts.
Bible ebennyonnyola ku nsolo.
Bible explains of the beasts.
Si kisolo kino ekya bulijjo.
Not a physical beast.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Wabula bubeera bwa kabaka bwa
Satani. It's the kingdom of the devil.
Era nga mwoyo gwa Satani.
And it's the spirit of the devil.
Naye lwaki?
But why?
Kigambiddwa nti wano we tulina okulabira Kristo mutuufu
n'ekkanisa ye. It says that from here is where we are to see the right Christ and his church.
Ensolo zino.
These beasts.
Oba obwakabaka buno bwa Satani.
Or the kingdom of the devil.
Bwo buliwo okulwanisa abatukuvu.
It's there to fight the saints.
Abayitibwa ekkanisa.
Those who are called the church.
Etalina bbala newankubadde olufugiro.
Which has no spot neither wrinkle.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga bw'otunulira mu Daniyeli essula eyo ey'omusanvu.
For when you look to Daniel 7.
Obunyoro abiri mu olumu.
Verse 21.
Tugambibwa ekigambo
kino. We are told this word.
Daniyeli essula ya musanvu onyoro abiri mu olumu.
Daniel 7:21.
Ne ntunula ejjembe eryo ne lirwana n'abatukuvu ne libasinga okutuusa omukadde yakamala ennaku ennyingi lwe yajja. Omusango ne gubasalirwa abatukuvu b'oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti agamu ku mayimba agali ku nsolo eno.
One of the horns on the beast.
Go galiwo okulabika nga galwanisa abatukuvu.
They are there to fight the saints.
Abatukuvu bano.
These saints.
Ye kanisa.
It's the church.
Etalina kubabbala newankubadde olufugiro.
We shouldn't have spot no wrinkle.
Era nga ye kanisa ya Kristo.
And it's the church of Christ.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
So, bwe mankugamba.
When I tell you.
Ndida kituufu.
That truly.
Nga tulaba ensolo zino.
When we see the beasts.
Eziraga omwoyo gwa Satani nga bwe bwakabaka bwa Satani.
We feel the spirit of the devil and it's the kingdom of the devil.
Nga tukomekereza.
As we wind up.
Omwoyo wa Katonda ebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu.
The spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness.
N'omwoyo gwa Satani ebikolwa byagwe bitali bya butuukirivu.
And the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
We tuyingirira ate okulaba Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
Is where we enter see the right Christ and his church.
Kubanga omwoyo gwe gwa Satani.
But the spirit of the devil.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ogumanyiddwa ng'ensolo.
Which known as the beast.
Eyina amayembe kumi.
Which has 10 horns.
Amayembe kumi.
And the 10 horns.
Agalwanisa ekkanisa.
Which fight the church.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Name it
and the 7 heads.
Balwanisa, Kristo mutufu
nachi. They are fighting the right Christ and his church.
Balwanisa ye. Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Nsubiro oyinacho oli mukuraba.
I expect you're seeing something right now.
Lwachi mukuraba ensolo zino.
Why in seeing this beast?
Kitusindikiriza okulekera okulaba. Kristo mutufu ne kanisa
ye. Drawn us to the right Christ and his church.
Ne bakwisha obulimba na makanisa
ga. And the false Christ and their churches.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Daniel 7:25.
Daniel
7:25.
Daniel 7:25.
era aliyogera ebigambo ebibi eri oyo ali waggulu ennyo, era aliteganya abatukuvu b'oyo ali waggulu ennyo, era alirowooza okuwaanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka, era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo.
Okwogera ebigambo ebibi
eri
oyo ali waggulu ennyo kitaffe
onto the most high the father,
n'okulwanisa n'okuteganya abatukuvu,
and to trouble the saints,
n'okukyusa amateeka,
and to change the laws.
Ojja kulaba nga bakyusa ekkanisa yalina okuba gwe ng'ate kizimbe kye kiriwo.
You see, they changed the Christ meant to be you, and now it's the building in place.
Ebimu eby'ekkumi ebyalina okuyamba ekkanisa nga gwe,
the tithe which was to help the church as you,
nga babikyusa dda mu mateeka ne bagamba bya basumba,
and they changed it to the laws, they said it's for the pastors.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'ebiro mu Africa byo byakyusibwa.
And even seasons in Africa we are changed.
Otwogera ku ssaawa.
When we speak of the time.
Yovula bakwe musanvu ate gyoyitemu.
That's why on the clock what we call 1 is 7 to Africa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kale ekyo kyakusiribwaza abantu.
That's to make people foolish.
Abatukuvu bano abalwanyisibwa.
Saints who are being fought.
Amayembe gano n'ensolo.
These horns and the beasts.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ateekeddwa kubanga ye kanisa.
It's supposed to be the church.
Eya Kristo mutuufu.
Of the right Christ.
Wabula kati olutalo luno lugenda mu maaso.
But now the party is moving on.
Nga Satani ayita mu kituyita ensolo.
And the devil passes through the beast.
Obwakabaka bwe.
Of this kingdom.
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
Kingdom of the devil.
Era nga gwe mwoyo gwa Satani.
And it's the spirit of the devil.
Nga bwe tugenda okugenda mu maaso n'okunnyonnyola.
As we move on to be explained.
Naye mu Befeso.
But in Ephesians.
Sura y'okutaano.
5.
Abatukuvu abalwanyisibwa.
The saints who are fought.
Ali ekkanisa ya Yesu gye yafiirira ddala.
The church of Christ died for.
Wabula ng'ensolo yo omulimu gwayo gwa kulwanisa Kristo n'ekkanisa ye.
But the work of the beast is fight Christ and his church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kandi katugendeko mu Befeso.
Let's go to Ephesians.
Abefeso esula y'okutaano n'olwabiri mu etaano.
Ephesians 5:25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga ne Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa ne yeewaayo ku lwayo, alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo, alyoke agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino, naye ebeere ntukuvu eteriiko bulema.
Ekkanisa be batukuvu bennyini.
Church that the saints to themselves.
Ensolo beerwana nayo.
Which the beast is fighting with.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Simanyi oba otegeera engeri eyo.
I don't understand their way.
Wabadde waddewo agamba.
But someone has been saying.
Naye kijja kiti ate.
But how comes?
Mu kusomebwa kw'ensolo zino ennya.
Starting of the four beasts.
Ate nga twolekera okulaba Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa.
And we hate to see the right Christ in this church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Otegedde engeri gye bijjamu.
You've understood how they come.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga ensolo.
For the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
Kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satani.
Spirit of the devil.
Guliwo okulwanisa Kristo mutuufu naki.
They fight the right Christ in this church.
Wabula kye baalina okukola kyali
ekimu. But what they were to do was one thing.
Okutondawo ekkanisa ey'obulimba.
To create a false church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'okuleetawo bakristo abakyamu.
And to bring in place the false Christ.
Era kyewuunyisa nti kitutte ebbanga ddene nga kibaawo.
It taken a long time existing.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So tulina okulabika nga tutunula n'obwegendereza.
We must carefully look.
Ekigambo nsolo.
The word beast.
Tukiyita ogusolo ogenda okuva mu mazzi.
Don't call it a physical beast to come from the water.
Kubanga ku bikulirwa 17:15 kunyonyodde.
Revelation 17:15 has explained to you.
Nti amazzi amangi.
That the many waters.
Walabye ensolo mw'eva.
Where you saw the beast come from.
Era omwenzi kwatudde.
Where the adultery seats.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much. We thank the Lord.
He has
given us the moment of understanding secrets.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much. To know the schemes of the devil, even the deeper schemes.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus.
We
are still moving on to explain.
Ensolo eno obwakabaka bwa Satani.
This beast, the kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satani n'ebikolwa byagwo.
Spirit of the devil and its works.
Byo biriwo okulwanisa Kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa ye.
They are there to fight the right Christ and this church.
Oba okulwanisa kw'abatukuvu.
Or to fight the saints.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga tuwulidde.
And we've heard.
Nti bo baliwo okugenda mu maaso that
they are there to blaspheme the Most High,
Kitafe,
that's the Father,
ate n'okulwanagana n'abatukuvu,
and to fight against the saints,
okubamalirawo ddala mu nsi,
to totally finish them from the world,
nga ye kanisa entuufu,
and that is the rightful church.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebiseera buli lw'obeera mu kanisa etali entuufu,
anytime you're in the church not right,
yogenda osiŋŋaana ba banabbi b'obulimba,
is where you will find the false prophets,
abatume ab'obulimba,
the false apostles,
abasumba b'obulimba,
the false pastors.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
N'ebirabo eby'engeri ebiri bwe,
and the gifts which are like that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
But they
have told us,
like in
Revelation 13, verses 6, that this
beast,
straight was given this mouth
to move
on to blaspheme. Let's see what it's meant to do. Revelation 13 from verse 6.
Neyasamya kamwa kayo okuvola Katonda okuvola erinnya lye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Waulide mu Daniel suri yo musaa.
We heard in Daniel 7.
Onyurabiri mwetano.
Verse 25.
Nti ensole no yasamya kamwa nevola aliwachi.
That the beast
aliwagurwe
the mouth to blaspheme the Most High.
N'okuteganya n'okulwanagana n'abatukufu.
And to fight with the saints.
Na ye kanisa ya Kristo.
That is the church of Christ.
Waulide abaddamu ne bakugamba.
But still they tell you the same thing here.
Era sitirwa kamwa kayo.
Still its mouth.
Egena mazo kakoisa okuvola aliwagurwe
ennyo. Mouth to use it blaspheme the Most High.
Kuvola Katonda nga ye kitaffe.
Blaspheme God and is the Father.
Mukuchusibwa ku enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Changing the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Katusome.
Let's read.
Kubikula 13
mukaga. Revelation 13:6.
Kubikulirwa essuula ya 13 onyolo mukaga.
Revelation 13:6.
Neyasamya akamwa kayo okuvola Katonda. Okuvola erinnya lye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okuvolera ddala erinnya lye.
Don't blaspheme the name of the Father.
Erinnya eryo lyawa omwana.
That name is what he gave the Son.
Erinnya erisinga amannya
gonna. The name above all names.
Muguru ne kunsi.
Within heavens and earth.
Erinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
The name of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu Kristo.
Christ Jesus.
Eranga ensole eno.
And this beast.
Oba omwoyo gwa Satan.
The spirit of the devil.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Bugenda maso n'okusigala nga bukozesa erinnya lya Yesu.
It moves on to remain to use the name of Jesus.
Erinnya lya Kristo.
The name of Christ.
Naye nga Kristo abeera aliwo si mutuufu.
But the Christ right there is not the rightful one.
Eranga ne kalisa ebeera eriwo si erina
okubaawo. Even the church which is not the one meant to be there.
Nga bwe twakugamba.
Just as we told you.
Nti kanisa etalina kuba bbala na lufunyiro.
That the church which is not meant to have spot na wrinkle.
Baalina kuba nga be
bantu. It was meant to be the people.
Naye kaakano emyaka mingi.
But right now very many years.
Nga bye bizimbe.
It has been building.
Olowooza ki ekibaddewo?
Think what has been happening.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kiki ekyatuukawo?
What happened?
Ekanisa tebagikyusa.
Don't you think they changed the church?
Ekanisa bagikyusa dda.
They changed the church long time.
Kitegeezebwa nti ne Kristo yakyusibwa.
It means even Christ was changed long time.
Kubanga ye Kristo yafiira ggwe nga gw'olina okuba ekkanisa.
Died for you and you are meant to be the church.
Etalina bbala newankubadde ofunyiro gy'ayagala okwetwalira.
Has no spot no wrinkle which wants to take.
Kati bwe kibanga ebizimbe biyoyoteddwa.
Buildings have been furnished.
Era nebirongebwa obulungi
n'okubeera ekkanisa. And they have been renovated very well to be the church.
Waliwo Kristo omukyamu abadde aduumira ensonga ezo.
There is a false Christ that's been behind all things.
N'omwoyo omukyamu.
Even another wrong spirit.
N'enjiri enkyamu.
And the wrong gospel.
Ebigenda maso n'okuduumira.
Which move on to command the things.
N'okwolesebwa n'okutakoma.
Even unending visions.
Era nga abantu bafuna okwolesebwa ne bazimba.
And people get visions and they build those buildings.
Nga bazimba gwe ekkanisa ya Yesu.
And they build the church of Christ.
So olutalo lubadde luli serious.
Now the battle has been very serious.
Olw'okulwanyisa Kristo omutuufu n'abatukuvu y'ekkanisa ye.
Fighting the rightful Christ and his saints, the church.
Abatalina kuba na bbala newankubadde olufunyiro.
Meant not to have the spot nor wrinkle.
Abantu abasinga.
Most people.
Bagamba oboolyawo ensolo.
They say perhaps beasts are about to arrive.
And they display
the videos coming out of the waters. But let me tell you,
the
four beasts, the three already worked. The fourth beast is the one working right now.
It's
been working ever since Christ was born on this world. Even now it's around. It's not that they are different spirits. These four beasts.
We're
going to move on to get explained.
That
this beast is the spirit of the devil, the kingdom of the devil.
But it's
moving on
to
modify the work of the spirit, that evil spirit. And they build and upgrade their works. And they advance their schemes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
add more ingredients to
this.
The spirit has been arising, modified its works anytime it arises afresh.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now these words in Revelation 13:6, to blaspheme God, his name is of Jesus, they remain using it. Revelation 13:6, to blaspheme the dwelling place, the church of Christ. Let me tell you one thing you have to know. Right from 312, the beast known as the Roman Empire, the fourth beast.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Out of which came the Roman Catholic Church. But the Roman Catholic Church is in the buildings, you know that.
And
from 312 they built St. Peter Basilica to build the most beautiful and the biggest church in the world. That was a word of changing so much the church. And to fight the church meant to be within us.
It
entered salvation and destroyed it countless times.
And
people moved on build buildings to be the church. And there came a God of the specific building. And the Christ of those buildings. And the spirits within those buildings. But the one who swears the temple. Christ the temple and the God within the temple. These things
you
have to carefully hear
addressed.
The temple, the beast blasphemed it. When
you
speak of the beast, the kingdom of the devil, it's the spirit of the devil, it's works of unrighteousness. It's works of unrighteousness. It moves on to blaspheme. Revelation 13:6.
To
blaspheme those living in heaven.
Actually,
the truth is this. Apostle
Peter,
Paul, they have no church they left from the world. That it's for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they've never woken up to claim the people to be theirs. But they showed all people the church of Christ, of which they pastored. But it reached a time and they said the church of Paul.
Yes, Saint Stephen.
It's of Saint Stephen.
Saint Stephen's church.
Saint Stephen's church.
You
know the blasphemy there?
The
saint already went.
They
blaspheme in heaven where he is.
And
they speak upon him what he never did. Now I request to you in those religions.
Now
I'm
doing
salvation which is not right. That you steal and analyze things. These issues. Before you argue over them. Because you may end up being in the schemes of the devil. Yet all along you never knew. Things have taken long existing. And you may argue because of ignorance. But we request you. Don't argue with Jeremiah 23. Verses 18. He warns you and he tells you this. Let's read there. Jeremiah 23:18.
Kubanga ni yali ayimiridde Mukama watesezza ebigambo. Ategere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereze ekigambo kyange n'akiwulira.
Mukiseera kya kutuula w'atasize ebigambo.
The moment sit under the counsels of his words.
Kyakwetegereza.
It's a moment of analyzing those words.
Kyakumarkinga.
To mark those words.
Otegere ekigambo kya
Katonda. That you understand the word of God.
Kubanga mu nyoro abiri mu olumu n'abiri mu
sifo. In verse 21:22.
Ayogera bw'ati.
He says this.
Yeremiya sura y'abiri mu esatu nyoro abiri mu olumu.
Jeremiah 23:21.
Saatuma bannabbi abo naye ne badduka nambiro, saayogera nabo naye ne balagula, naye singa bayimirira mu kuteesa kwange, kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi singa batuula.
That if they sit.
Mukama waatesize ebigambo.
Under the counsels of God's words.
Bandiwuliza abantu b'ebigambo.
They would have proclaimed words to his people.
Ebigambo bya Katonda.
The words of the Father.
Abantu bano webalikira okukola ebibi.
And they will stop committing sins.
So, kyetujja okusaba.
Now what we shall request you.
Gwe wenna ayagala okutegeera.
All you who want to understand.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Otuule mukama waatesize ebigambo.
That you sit in the counsels of the words of God.
Ojja asobola okutegeera.
You will be able to understand.
naye nga nga bwe tutandise okulaba ensolo zino ezikomekerezayo okulaba omwoyo gwa sitaani ebikolwa byagwo
ebitaliyesu
yebazibu
tusaba
obeere mwegendereza
waliwo
sitoole nyingi eziri mu
nsi
ezigenda mu maaso n'okunyonnyola ku bikwatagana n'ensolo
zino
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye twagala okukutegeeza.
But we want to tell you.
Eri muntu asobola kutegeera bigambo bino.
No human being can understand these words.
Okujjako ng'alina amagezi n'okutegeera.
Except they have wisdom and understanding.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bwaba tunyonnyola engeri gye tusobola okutegeera.
When they explain how we can understand.
Kubanga batugamba yeno engeri y'okutegeeramu ensolo ennya.
For they say this is the way of understanding the four beasts.
N'amayembe kumi agaliko.
And the 10 horns on them.
N'emitwe omusanvu.
And the 7 heads.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Mu Yeremiya no. Kubikulu wa 17 munyoro omwenda.
Revelation 17:9.
Kubikulu esula ya 17 olunyoro omwenda. Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi zaatuddeko.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nti bw'oba wakutegeera.
If you are to understand.
Weetaagawo omwoyo w'amagezi.
You need the spirit of wisdom.
Nga waliwo omwoyo ogulina amagezi.
There is a spirit with wisdom.
Omanyi tumanyi oli mwoyo mu mubiri gwo.
You know you are a spirit in that body.
Naye weetaaga omwoyo w'amagezi ate akwegatteko.
But you need the spirit of wisdom to join on you.
Okusobola okutegeera.
To be able to understand.
Era baatugamba okusobola okutegeera ensolo n'ennamba yaayo.
And they told us to be able to understand the beast and its number.
Tukyagenda mu maaso okwetaaga amagezi.
We still move on to need the wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
And the understanding.
Okusinziira ku bikulirwa.
According to Revelations
13. Olunyiriri olw'18.
Verses 18.
Okubikulirwa essula ya 13 olw'18.
Revelation 13:18.
Awo we wali amagezi alina okutegeera abalirira omuwendo gw'ensolo kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 666.
Yesu
yebazibu. Praise Jesus.
We wali amagezi.
This is where there is wisdom.
We wali okutegeera.
This is where there is understanding.
So tusobola tegeera ensolo ezo.
You can't understand those beasts.
Toyina amagezi era toyina kutegeera.
When you have no wisdom not even understanding.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kati bwe twogera ku magezi.
Now when we speak of wisdom.
Tegali walala wonna.
It's not elsewhere.
Wabula mu kigambo kya Katonda.
But within the word of God.
Era singa oleeta story tosobola kutegeera bintu bino.
If you bring stories you can't understand these things.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga bw'ayogera.
For when he speaks.
Mu Yeremiya sura y'omunaana.
In Jeremiah 8.
Munyoro omunaana paka olw'ekumi.
From verse 8 to 10.
Asooka n'atulabula.
He first warns us.
Ku kalamu y'abawandiisi ab'omunsi.
The writer's pen of the world.
Era n'agamba.
And he says.
Abawandiisi bano.
That these writers.
Abawandiisi obutabo.
Who have printed and written books.
Abaali constructing these videos z'ensolo.
Those who have constructed videos of the beasts.
Singa baba baganya okunyonyola mu kigambo.
If they reject who. Explain within the word.
N'ababuuza amagezi kige babeera balina.
And he asks them what wisdom do they get to have.
Alisomeyo owulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Yeremiya sura ya 8 okuva ku nnyolo 8.
Jeremiah 8 from verse 8.
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi. N'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye eraba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba ey'abawandiisi ewandise ebitali bya mazima
n'abagamba abantu abakwasaganye ebitabo byabawandiise.
Told them people who are into the writer's books. You know people, they want to explain things of the beasts. They go and collect different writer's materials and the newspapers and they begin to seek through there. He told them the things you do. The writer's pen is there to lie.
For
remember, the same people who write,
they
are still the same kingdom of that beast, the kingdom of the devil.
And they are
still led by the spirit of the devil to write. Now you can't explain the rightful thing. They must lie to you. That's why we tell you,
yes,
you can understand all things when you're still in the word of God alone.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You don't need to go look for the writer's pen.
Then
you wonder, this one wrote about it how?
There
are people who visit us and they think to have wisdom. And they teach things they don't understand. And they have different books and materials. And even newspapers. I hear the encyclopedia. And they come to explain to us. And others join different stories.
But
in this we don't speak of human stories. Let's repeat this verse.
Jeremiah 8 verses 8.
He says, where they moved out to write those funny books, to have the laws of God and to hold them, that's where the devil trapped and captured them. And he explained to them what he wanted. For they had rejected the word of God, and what wisdom is within them. He was speaking of a pastor on Sunday. Pastor Chiganda, he said, there is no garden. It got finished. They seek for it. They shouldn't seek for it, for it was in Mesopotamia. It is no more. Now you look at people like those. Don't waste your time with the stories. That's what we tell you. As we explain the four beasts. All the four versions of the spirit of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. All the versions of the kingdom of the devil, which are four. You shouldn't go searching the books of the people. You get the word of God, for it is wisdom. And
he
said, if you to understand the beast and its number and everything upon it, you must have wisdom and understanding. But they have told us, wisdom is only within the word of God. And if you reject the word of God, what wisdom then gets to be in you? Praise Jesus. If you reject the word, you expect what wisdom is within you. The writer's pen has moved on to lie. People have gathered different books and they think in them can be wisdom. But he tells them, come back in the book of the Lord and read. Look only in the book. According to Isaiah 34:16. Let's read there and we hear.
Isaiah Esulaya Satumunya Onyira Kumina Mukaga. Munonye Muchitabu Cham Kama Musome. Tekuli Bula Kwebio Nachim. Tewali bechiri bulwa chinacho. Kubanga kamwaka ngeke kalagide. The
Spirit of the Lord gathered.
Yagamba.
He said,
Musome munonye mukitabo kya
Mukama. Look in the book of the Lord.
Musome
and read.
Akamwa kikara kila.
His mouth commanded it.
Tekuli bura chinne wacho.
None of them will miss its
message. Oli atwori kiza moyo okutegera abantu katuna wali katono.
It's just the spirit of understanding a little here and
there. Ndimo muri gatabwe mutinebwe
moto. When you join this and that.
Muri tegera.
You will understand.
Wango moyo bikunganya.
The spirit gathered them.
Mubire byenjawulo.
In the different seasons.
Ubisere byenjawulo.
In the different times.
Banabi abenjawulo.
The different prophets.
Nabatuma abenjawulo.
And the different apostles.
He
did accept us go in other books. When you get down to the next verse, it says,
Isaiah
34:17. He cast lots for them. It's the verse you had never read. Cast a lot and this will follow the other.
Yes, we was
right, Jesus.
Kagati kuja panga kebitalina kubera konga akaruka ebigambo bya kalonde bwa.
You put on what is not meant to follow, yet the Lord was cast on what is to follow.
Yakuba no bulu nangamba bilina kugati kwa kuchino
ne chiri. And they said this has to be joined on this one.
Ukusobola okubitegeera.
Be able to understand them.
You know, he said
he'll teach the Bible all of it to us, but there's a way he handles it.
And he put a scripture
which shouldn't go there.
You must be
walking in the spirit of
understanding.
Who handles command by command, scripture by
scripture.
But they allotted all of them.
Isaiah esule ya satumwenya onyirwa kumina msambu.
Isaiah 34:17.
Erabi kubidobululu. Nomu kono gwe gubigabi denomu gwa.
Omu kono gwe kakati kino chijia kugwa kuchino.
And the man disputed this will follow.
Erori wa asuka.
And when someone goes
beyond
these scriptures.
Uyabata nyonyora mugo
weno mugo. Explain it, chase them.
Just have the measure
to go to be able to be aligned
with
and God is the one who aligned them.
And
you go mix your stories of the writers.
Isaiah 34:17. Binajirianga enakuzona. Emirembe n'emirembe binatuula ng'omwo.
Ebyawandiikibwa olwooza bivaawo.
You think scriptures phase out?
Ebintu byonna birigwawo n'ekigambo taliikwawo.
All things will pass away, but the word will never pass away.
Katusome mu Isaiah 3.
Let's read Isaiah
30:8. Isaiah sura ya 3, olunyiriro lw'omunaana.
Isaiah 30:8.
Kale genda okiwandiikire ku bipande mu maaso gaabwe. Okiteeke ne mu kitabo kibeere kya biro ebigenda okujja emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga be bantu abajeemu, abaana ab'obulimba, abaana abataganya kuwulira mateeka ga Mukama.
Agamba be bawandiikire naye tubitegese.
He said, write them, but we prepared them.
Biveeyo mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma.
That they come out in the latter days.
Wandike kumainja ne mukitabo.
Write on the scroll and the tablets.
Bivee munako ezoluvannyuma.
That they come out the latter days.
Kubanga be bantu kama be yasoko okumanya nti bawakana naye.
For the people got to know that they contend with him.
Yes, he was
you. Praise Jesus.
Naye kyenjaga dukungira otegeere.
I wanted to make you understand.
Nti munange byandikwa babikubira akalulu nti kino kye kidda ku kino.
They cast lots on the scriptures which follow another.
Iranga mwoyo okutegera yoka jitusoburo chiko
nila. And the spirit of understanding is where we can do this and align them.
Yes, you was you.
Praise Jesus.
Wole agame nti wole agame magezi no okutegera.
That's why I say you need wisdom and understanding.
Irati wali ala inzo okutegera ensole izu.
And no one can understand those beasts.
Obaka baka wa stand.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omoyo kwa stand mu version ni za agonya.
The spirit of the devil in its four versions.
Nemi ni moja ago.
And their works.
Nijitali jia mutukiri.
Which are of unrighteousness.
Ngabaru anise Kristo mutufu ne kanisa
ye. And they fight the right Christ and his church.
Kuswa chitu gira singo watasubura kuwa saganya.
You can't understand it if you cannot connect to them.
Okugobele vya ni kwebe vya suri buwaburu weda.
To follow scriptures which they allotted for some time back.
Yes, he will.
Praise Jesus. You cannot.
But
he said in the latter days it will be possible.
But
we are blessed that it is possible to
happen.
And since the Spirit chose, I
explained
in these latter days to move on to fulfill what was promised.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
in the spirit of understanding, he speaks like this. According to Isaiah 28, from verse 7 unto 13. Isaiah 28 from verse 7.
Naye era nabo bakyamye olw'omwenge era ekitamiiza kibawabizza. Kabona ne nabbi bakyamye olw'omwenge.
Guno si mwenge guno ogwa bulijjo ogwa walaje.
Not the usual alcohol or wine.
Omwenge gw'obwenzi gwa Jezebel.
The wine of the adultery of Jezebel.
Ogwogerwako mu kubiku wa 18.
That's spoken of in Revelations 18.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Omwenge ogwo ogubatamizizzo.
The wine which made them drunk.
Gwe mwenge.
Is the wine.
Ogwobwenzi gwa Jezebel.
Of the adultery of Jezebel.
Oguli mu kubikulirwa.
Which is in Revelation
18.
Gwogerwako nnyo. It is spoken of so much.
Abantu nga bajjudde amasanyu g'ensi eno.
And people are filled with the pleasures of this world.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era ne babeera mu mwoyo gw'obwenzi
obw'okuva Katonda. And they live the spirit of adultery of forsaking the Lord.
Nga bwe kyawandikwa mu Koseya esula ey'okuna.
Like it's written in Hosea 4.
Onyolokumi n'okukiri.
Verses 10 to down.
Abantu balimu omwoyo gw'obwenzi.
That people have the spirit of adultery.
Ogw'okuva Katonda.
Of forsaking the Lord.
Era nga ogwo gwe batamidde ogwo.
That's what they have gotten drunk over.
Wabula nga sigamba nti bakabona bano baali batamidde omwenge guno ogwabwe.
Not that the priests had gotten drunk of the usual wine.
Newankubadde nga wali era abatamivu mu mubiri.
Even though they are drunkards still within the body.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Isaiah esula ya 28 olunyo lw'omusanvu.
Isaiah 28 verse 7.
Omwenge gubasaanyizaawo. Bawabye olw'ekitamiiza. Bakyama mu kwolesebwa. Besitala mu kusala emisango.
Bakyama mu ki? Kati okwolesebwa weekuli mu byawandiikibwa.
The vision is right in the scriptures.
Naye baakyama dda engeri gye bakunnyonnyolamu.
Converted how they explain it.
Olw'omwoyo ogwa sitaani ate era gwennyini.
By the same spirit of the devil.
Kati kubawo okuvuunula.
Now it gives them interpretation.
Nga kufu.
And it is wrong.
Nga kunyoledda nyoleddwa.
Twisted and distorted.
Nga batoddemu ebyawandiikibwa nga bongeddemu.
Subtracted and added in scriptures.
Era okwolesebwa kwonna.
And every vision.
Kwabafuukira ng'ekitabo ekiriko siru tebabitegeera.
It became like a book with a seal that don't understand it.
Bwe tugatta ekyawandiikibwa ku kinne waakyo.
When we join a scripture on another.
Okusinga Isaiah 29.
According to Isaiah 29.
Onyoro musanvu.
Verse 7.
Ayogera bw'ati.
He speaks like this.
Isaiah 29 onyoro musanvu.
Isaiah 29 verse 7.
N'ekibiina ky'amawanga gonna. Agalwana ne Alieri gonna agalwana naye n'ekigoke n'abamuteganya kiribanga ekirooto okwolesebwa okw'ekiro. Awo kiribanga omuntu omuyala bw'aloota era labanga alya naye n'azukuka n'obulamu bwe nga tebukkuse obanga ow'ennyonta bw'aloota era labanga anywa naye n'azukuka era laba ng'azirika n'obulamu bwe nga bwoya. Bwe kityo bwe kiriba ekibiina ky'amawanga gonna galwana n'olusozi Sayuuni.
Abalwanagana ne Mukama waffe Yesu.
Those who fight with the Lord Jesus.
Ne kanisa ye.
And his church.
Isaiah esula ya 29 olunyiri lwa 9.
Isaiah 29 verse 9.
Mulindirire mwewuunye. Mwesimire ddala muzibe amaaso. Batamidde. Naye sina mwenge.
Tebanywedde guno omwenge gwa bulijjo.
Not drunk physical wine.
Si kye babadde batunnyonnyola eri.
You know what they explain in 28?
Batamidde ki?
They are drunk with what?
Isaya esula ya 29 olunyo lw'omwenda.
Isaiah 29 verse 9.
Batamidde naye sina mwenge. Batagata naye sina kitamiiza. Kubanga Mukama afuse kummwe omwoyo gw'otulo otungi. Era azibye amaaso gaabwe. Bannabbi n'emitwe gyabwe. Abalaguzi agibisseeko.
Bonna bonna bali mwoyo gwa kitaani ogw'obutamiivu.
All of them find the spirit of the devil when they are drunk of it.
Era ekyaddirira.
And what followed?
ebigambo byo mukitabo,
the words of the book,
ebakyabitegeera,
they no more understand them.
Kati bagenda mu stories z'abantu ebagattira
in people's stories and they join them.
Kyenkugambye nti nga tugenda okunyonyoka ensolo ennya,
it's what I say if you get to be explained of the four beasts,
obwakabaka bwa sitaani,
the kingdom of the devil,
version ez'emirundi ena,
the four versions,
oba mu ngeri ez'emirundi
ena, in the four ways,
nga gwe mwoyo gwa sitaani gwennyini,
and it's the same spirit of the devil,
nga gujja gwefuula mu ngeri ez'enjawulo, nga
been changing in different ways,
gugolokoka buto mu bantu,
and it awakens and awakes more new in the people.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah sura ya 29 olunyiri lwa 10.
Isaiah 29 verse 10.
Kubanga mukama afuse kumwe omoyo gw'otulo otungi era azibye amaaso gaabwe, bannabbi n'emitwe gyabwe abalaguzi agibiseeko, n'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ekigambo eky'omu kitabo ekisibbwa kakabonero, abantu kye bawa omuntu ayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde, n'ayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibbwa kakabonero.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yasoma mu Bible College,
the one who started the Bible College,
muna science,
the scientists,
abasomi ab'omunsi,
the philosophers of the world,
bonanga mba bano baga mtunyonyole,
all of them, give them, tell them, explain us
ensolo kyeki,
what is the beast,
ne bavuya mu kitabo,
begin to
nebalimba,
and they lie,
ne bagenda ne banoonya amawulire,
and they go look for newspapers,
ne banoonya obutabutabu,
and they look for encyclopedias,
ne bagattagatta,
and they join
era biganye,
and things are failed.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye waliwo ekiseera eky'omulembe
omupya, there is a moment of the new generation,
ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
the full knowledge of God,
tetwatumibwa kulemererwa,
you are set not to fail,
naye okutuukiriza byonna nga Katonda bwe yabisuubiza,
fulfill all as God promised them.
Isaya esula ya 29 olunyo lw'ekumi n'olumu.
Isaiah 29 verse 11.
Abantu kye bawa omuntu eyayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde, n'ayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibbwako akabonero, ne bamuwa ekitabo oyo atayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino kwegayiridde, n'ayogera nti siyigirizibwanga.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard clear?
Bonna bonna n'ataasoma bonna bagambye Bible etufukidde kati tugirekeyo.
The land and the unland, they say the Bible has become a problem, they have given up on it.
Bible yo,
the Bible no.
Era batandikana ebintu bya Mukama tebitegeera.
And they began to say the things of God are unclear and understandable.
Wetaagaya katabo tabakalalo ogatirize gatirize.
Other book materials to join to understand them.
Batandika kunyola na kutola mbya wandiko
bituko. Distort and subtract from Holy Scriptures.
Nabali ite ebirala nga bagatirize.
And they brought others as they joined.
Ekintu ekyabaviirako okwogera obulimba
nakuzabwe zonna. Something which caused them speak lies to now.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye singa bakkiriza okunenya kwa Katonda okuliwo kankano,
accept the rebuke of God which is on now,
n'abayiwako omwoyo we,
and he pours his spirit on them,
n'abaleeta okutegeera ebigambo,
and he draw them understand God's words.
Jjukira omwoyo atambulidde mu omusanvu.
Remember the spirit began the seven spirits.
Okusira ku Isaya 11 verse 1 and 2.
Ne
batugamba musoke mukozeseko emyoyo ebiri.
But they say first use only two spirits.
Ogw'amagezi n'okutegeera.
The one of wisdom and understanding.
Era kati gwe tunnyonnyoka.
Right now we are getting a splendor of it.
Ensonga lwaki tubikutte bwe tuti?
The reason why we've handled them like that.
Abantu banyonnyodde ensolo.
People have explained the beasts.
Nga kintu kirala nnyo kye babagamba, kirala nnyo.
Something else they are telling you.
Kati Katonda bwe yabiraba n'antwala mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
When God saw that he took me the journey of heaven.
N'agamba wana.
And he said, my children.
Abaana bange babalimbye nnyo.
My children have been lied so much.
Ekkanisa yange bagimalawo.
My church is being finished.
Naye jangu nkulage era nkunnyonnyole.
Come, I show you and I explain to you.
Naawe ogende onnyonnyole baganda.
And you too go explain to your brethren.
Oyinza okuba ogamba naye oba kiri kitya
kino. You may say, but what are we on?
Kiri kitya bannange.
How is it, my friends?
Kati abalala bonna bali ku ki?
Now all the others, what are they on to?
Kati naawe weebuuze wali ku ki mu biro ebyayo.
You too ask yourself, what were you on to some time back?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye batugambye.
But they've told us.
N'ebigambo bino eby'omu kitabo.
That even the words of the scroll.
Olw'okuva Katonda byabajja biriko siru gye bali.
Because of forsaking the Lord, these words are sealed to them.
Era singa badde bakkiriza okunenya kwa Katonda.
And if they accept the rebuke of the Lord.
Okusinziira mu ngeri esula esooka
23. According to Proverbs 1:23.
Katusomeyo okwawulira.
Let's read and we hear.
Tukyali wansi w'okunyonyoka omwoyo w'okutegeera.
We are still under explaining the spirit of understanding.
Engero esule soka olunyola biri mwesatu.
Proverbs 1:23.
Muchuke olwokunenya kwange. Laba nafuka ngomoyo gwange jemuli.
Nti naye singa bakkiriza okunenya kwa Katonda,
if they accept the rebuke of God,
mwetegefu okupiibwako omwoyo
tutegeere
ebigambo
naye
ng'ajjukira mu pointi ezimu eziyinza otuyamba otutegeera omwoyo okutegeera ebintu ebigambo by'omu
kitabo
wekuli omwoyo w'amagezi
n'okutegeera
yobalaba yatunyuna mu Yesaya esula
11
11.
That verse
1
to
2.
It spoke of the seven spirits.
Isaiah esula ya kumi nemu olinyolisoka.
Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. Netabye liliva mu mizige eriri balebibala. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emyo musanvu.
Seven spirits.
Mwoyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Mwoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
Mwoyo w'okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Mwoyo w'okuteesa.
The spirit of counsel.
Mwoyo w'amaanyi.
The spirit of power.
Mwoyo w'okumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Mwoyo w'okutya Mukama.
The spirit of fear of God.
Wabula ku gino gyonna.
But on this all.
Yagamba nti katate omwoyo w'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Save the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Asobola okubayamba otegeera.
Can help you to understand.
Ebigambo by'omu kitabo.
The words of the book.
Ensoro.
The beasts.
N'emitwe gyayo n'amayembe gayo.
And its seven horns. Seven heads and ten horns.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
So moving on, not to get to Kugamba.
Now, in all this, we try to tell you this.
When he
explained in Isaiah, Isaiah
29.
Let's see the next verse.
Isaiah esula yabiri mo mwenda onyirwa kumi na sata.
Isaiah 29 verse 13.
Mukama nayogera anti, kubanga abantu bano bansembelera ne banzisamu ekitiibwa kya mukama kaabwe. Era kya ku mimwa gyabwe. Naye omutima gwabwe baguntadde wala. N'okuntya kwabwe kiragiro ky'abantu kye bayigirizibwa. Kale laba, ngenda okukola omulimu ogw'ekitalo mu bantu bano. Omulimu ogw'ekitalo era ekyamagero. N'amagezi g'abagezigezi baabwe galizikirira. N'okutegeera kwabakabaka baabwe kuli kwekebwa.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti ebintu byonna byabadde bakola.
All those they have been doing.
Olw'okuba Katonda kati amulisa mu bantu omwoyo w'okutegeera owa ddala.
Lightens in people's spirit of real understanding.
Okutegeera kw'abagezigezi abadde batulimba.
The understanding of the wise who have been deceiving us.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
N'amagezigezi gaabwe ago.
Their wisdom
agasanyaawo.
Is destroying it.
Kubanga yabagambye.
For he told them.
Kubanga baganye ekigambo
kye. They rejected his word.
Magezi kyagali.
What wisdom is within them.
Kubanga bye bakola bye bino wammanga.
For what they do is this down here.
Munyolo 15.
Verses 15.
Isaiah sura ya 2 mwendo nyirwa 15.
Isaiah 29 verse 15.
Zibasanza baba Kenya wansi okukweka mukama okutesa kwawe. N'emirimu gyabwe giri mu kizikiza. Nebogera nti ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. Muvuunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo yakikola nti teyankola. Oba ekintu ekibumbibbwa ne kyogera ku oyo yakibumba nti talina magezi.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Kakati bakwata ebintu ne babivuunika ne babinyoola.
They get things, turn them upside down and twist them.
Katonda byagamba nti kitegeeza bwe kiti.
What God said it means this.
Bo ne bagamba nti kitegeeza bwe kiti.
They say it means another.
Olw'obutaba na mwoyo w'amagezi ga Katonda.
Not having the spirit of wisdom of God.
Bwe kugamba nti okuba n'ekigambo kya Katonda.
They say they don't have the word of God.
Era obutaba na kutegeera.
And not having understanding.
Okukwasaganya ebyawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
Connecting the Holy Scripture.
Kale ne bamaliriza nga balimba ensi.
And they hand up lying to this world.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Jukira Bible.
Remember, Bible says
that
these who distort scriptures,
that they are
always in destruction.
Remember,
it's the six we've seen. The third six
is
of destroying people.
Let me
tell you, false prophets, what he does on this world, what the devil really stole, it's the first six.
Jezebel
and Jezebel killed the second six. The false prophet, when he passes the false church and the false Christ, he is there to destroy. That is the third six.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga kanisa yatekebwa mu nsi okuyamba abantu abaali babbiddwa Sitaani n'ababba n'abatta mu kufa kwa Adam.
And the devil killed them in the death of Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nga obuweereza obw'ekkanisa mu nsi yandibaddemu kubajjukiza na kuba wakyansi yazaalibwa gwakuli baweebwa obulamu.
Church, the world was to remind them to get born again, to be restored life.
Ateeberezaamu nga yerimu ato obulimba n'okuzikiriza.
Imagine that in it there is falsehood and distractions.
Kugamba kuwa obulimba kusanyizaawo ddala.
I think your falsehood totally destroy you.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bw'atunnyonnyola mu Peter ekyokubiri.
When he explains in 2 Peter,
chapter 3, verse
15-16.
Peter ekyokubiri esura y'okusatu onyolwe 15.
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo mu zo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyoola
bakola batya
bye banyoola
tebamanyi
they don't know
ate si banywevu mu Katonda
strengthened in God.
They rather
disport these words. And they turn them upside down. And they say the beast is coming. And they show them the video running from the waters. And it arises from the water, shakes off the water itself. And it taps on the ground and it stands. And it enters the people.
They distorted
all this, doesn't mean that.
Ensolo zino moyo gwa Satan.
This is a kingdom of the devil. In the different versions. When the spirit has been arising from the people.
It's
the kingdom of the devil. When they tell
you.
And the beast appear like a lion. A
leopard.
You know, there are people who have sins with sports
and
in scriptures, we have to read them.
The
leopard
can't
change its spots.
People
used to commit sins, you can't change them.
They
never repent and they're hard-hearted.
Now
you may see the thing.
Who are they?
And a leopard. What is there? And they must have
sports.
Destroy church without sport.
Clear words.
Very clear in scriptures. It's impossible for a person to be righteous. At least you have some sins within you.
You know,
the one making you speak is the spirit of the devil speak through you.
Things
you're going to see on these beasts.
The kingdom
has been fighting the church of Christ for a long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These words are very great. Others understand them when they have fallen in hell. But we are blessed to hear them while still in this world. Let's read. Second Peter chapter 3.
These
who distort the scriptures go where?
Petero chokubiri sura ya kusatu nyore kumino mukaga.
Second Peter 3 verse 16.
Elanga mubaluwa zezo na. Ngayogera kwebyo muzo. Omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera. Abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu. Byebanyola. Elanga nebya wandikibwa ebirala. Olwokuzikirira kwabwe.
Banyola ebyandikibwa ebirala lwa kuzikirira.
Taught scriptures for destruction.
Ani ali mufo okuzikiriza.
Who is in the position of destruction?
Nabi wa bulimba mu kanisa.
False prophet on the church.
Avunaizibwa kukuzikiriza.
Ngabaki usabya wandikibwa. They just change scripture that distort them.
Kubanga omwoyo gwe bayina si mwoyo wa Katonda.
He's not of God
who
they already changed the spirit of Christ. And they got a spirit troubling scriptures. And they are in the teaching of the devils. 1 Timothy 4. Hear what it says.
Timusewe chisoke sule yokuno nyosoka. Na yomo ya yogera luatu nti. Muna kwezoru vanyuma. Waliva awa abaliva mkukiriza. Ngaba ulireme yejichamia. No kuyigiriza kwa basetani.
You hear what happened? People will abandon the faith.
Okuri mbarumi kumi kumi na
musamu. It's in Romans 10:17.
Okukirizo kufa mkuhulida.
Faith coming from hearing.
No kuhulida chigambo cha katona.
And hearing the word of God.
And it
will be in stories with distorting scriptures.
And
they will hear deceiving spirits. And they tell them, it means this. According to the story and the other. Even the visions they'll have them. And the teaching of the devils. And they have gotten a teaching.
Because
they even make videos as they come to teach.
You
think it's a joke, this battle? The battle is very serious. They even handle teaching. And they come with the Bible. Different books they've joined on.
Video.
With videos to demonstrate the teaching. And the beast is coming and it shakes its tail like that, it swings it. And you see the beast from the water. Praise Jesus. I tell you, they have handled things serious.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But we too, all living God who sent us. To handle his word with strength and power.
For
the kingdom of God is not eaten and drinken. It's the word with power.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. We've gone back to Peter. Second Peter. Chapter 3. Verse 16.
Peter, a chokubiri, sura yokusatu. Onyirwa 16.
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
Eranga mu baluwa zezo na ngayogera kwebyo ebyo ngayogera kwebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibwa okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola eranga n'ebyawandikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo kala abaagalwa kubanga musoso okutegeera mwe kumanga mulemo okugwa okuva mu bunywevu bwammwe nga mutwalibwa obukyamu bw'ababi naye mukulire mu kisa ne mukutegeera Mukama waffe era omulokozi Yesu Kristo oyo aweebwenga ekitiibwa kaakano era n'okutuusa ku lunaku olw'emirembe n'emirembe amin
nga tusoose okukola ki okutegeera
as we first understand
tunyweze ebyo Mukama byatukwasa
we hold what God gives us.
When new
people to distort scriptures will be coming. They don't end on that. Some scriptures they've removed them from the Bible.
Even
when you read to someone, they want to jump in, they don't want to listen to it. Remember the warning is in Revelations 22. 18 and 19. If we are warned as they told us this.
Okubikulirwa esura ya 22 mubiri olunyolwe 18.
Revelation 22 verse 18.
Ntegeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo by'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino nti omuntu yenna bwayongerako ku byo kuba Katonda aliyongerako ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
As though you told n'obyongerako.
You add on them.
You
add you on the plague
within the level of
fire, a double portion.
Kubikulirwa esura ya 22 olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omunaana.
Revelations 22:18.
Katonda aliyongerako ku ye ebibonyobonyo ebiwandikiddwa mu kitabo kino. Era omuntu yenna bw'ajjangamu mu bigambo by'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno. Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu.
Teri kutoolamu.
There is no subtracting from it.
Teri kwongeramu.
There is no adding with it.
Tokkiriza muntu omu akunnyonnyola.
Don't
accept anyone explaining.
And they bring a story of elsewhere.
Abantu lumu baatugamba.
One day people told us.
Manyi batera okujjaano nga bawulidde full knowledge yeyo
bannange. Usually come here when they have heard of full knowledge.
Abamu bamanyi n'okusooka teri tekisoboka.
At first was it impossible.
But
when you still can reach, you can see.
Some
people feel jealous that we are of full knowledge of God.
You
are the one with the all full knowledge of God.
Either
the others were their light.
It's
impossible, you can't know God.
But when you reach it,
impossible, they are light to me.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The word is deep in that place. They come with stories to come to test us here. When you come, you shall
be
a person of 2 days in this place. And you will fail on that person. And it's of 2 days. And the Spirit already worked a work on them. They will ask you questions, you even faint. You think it's us who have led ourselves?
We
have not led ourselves but the Spirit of the Lord. People
say
we have to explain nothing like that. It wasn't that.
It's
not like that's your thought. You think we thought like that. You thought to sit on the Bible
it,
and you think you'll understand it on your own. And you failed.
But
you thought we did that. Nothing. It wasn't like that. The Spirit thought to come to us to tell us.
But
we never knew we needed understanding. We did first understand that we needed it. Everybody knew that they needed understanding.
I didn't know that
even needed understanding. And did they know even what is understanding?
So
we are just walking this world.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But in Deuteronomy 4,
you
told us these words. From verse 1 and 2.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 4 olunyo olusooka.
Deuteronomy 4 from verse 1.
Ne kaakano gwe Isirayiri, wulira amateeka n'emisango bye mbayigiriza okubikolanga mulyoke mube balamu. Muyingire mulye ensi Mukama Katonda wa bajjajjammwe gy'abawa. Temwongeranga ku kigambo kye mbalagira so temukisalangako. Mukwatenga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wammwe bye mbalagira.
Yes, ye
praise Jesus.
Yabagamba temutoolangako.
So them not subtract from the word.
So temwongerangamu.
And do not add on the word.
Omanyi?
You know.
Osoma olunyo olw'omukaaga.
When you read verse 6.
Okay, kale katusome.
Let's read.
Yagamba bwati.
He said this.
Ekyamateeka essula ya kuna olunyolo omukaaga.
Deuteronomy 4 verse 6.
Kale mubyekuume nga mubikolenga kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Bwe mugeza ne muva mu bigambo ebyo.
They get from those words.
Temujja kuba na magezi kubanga awo okage magezi gammwe.
That alone is your wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
The understanding.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Nti singa mubiva.
That if you get out of
bed. Temuli bana magezi.
You will have no wisdom.
Wabula yagamba.
But it's
singa mubirekanga bubiri.
If you leave them as they are.
Temutoddemu.
You know.
Temwongeddemu.
Not added in them.
Magezi gammwe.
It's your wisdom.
Era wabulivaayo okwogera mu mawanga.
Get out to speak in the nation.
Baliyewunya ne bagamba.
Ha. They'd be surprised and they say,
man. Dala lino lyeggwanga eritegeera.
Nation with understanding. That's why we are a new generation with the full knowledge.
So
let's finish that verse.
Deuteronomy 4:6. Bebantu abamagezi era abategeera.
What is on us?
Omanyi tugenda kuba mu nsi nga sewu bagamba bebantu abamagezi era
abategeerabagamba
ki ekikulemya okutegeera
go to full knowledge.
Oba requestinga bakuweereza omuntu ava mu full knowledge.
Request for a person from full knowledge.
Oyo agenda kutegeeza.
That will make you understand.
Era nga jjukira tuzze kuyimira ku lw'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda.
Ajjagamba
oba oyagala abantu abategeera bali mu Uganda naye ngu osibuka
full
knowledge.
But they are for the full knowledge
of God and His glory.
God and His glory.
Eyo gy'obanga ogenda.
That's where you should go.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mbwera Katonda nga tuli kumpi.
That God is close to us.
Uliriza olinyo oluddako.
The next verse.
Kyamateeka essula ey'okunoonyola omusanvu.
Deuteronomy 4 verse 7.
Kubanga ggwanga ki eririna Katonda abali okumpi nga Mukama Katonda waffe bw'ali bwe tumukoowoolanga.
N'okumuyita tetukyatawaana nnyo.
We don't even struggle to call him.
Oba osimbulira kano nga Mukama.
Leave home yourself. Nze
kukola naye ondeka kuba mwavu mumaganya erinnya.
That I regret you.
Ate tompa bingi ku.
Don't give me much.
Okwerabira.
To forget you.
N'akuwa.
And he gives you.
Mayi walufere tukyali ebyo kwesikala kati sala parala parala.
Praying so much.
Katonda ali awo kumpi amwogerezeganya naye munyumya naye.
Speak and chat with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Twebakanga abadoni rumba.
You say abadoni attack.
N'ogenda mu kiroto n'omuyita kuba empa zino n'akuba.
Call him, beat the dogs and he beats them.
In a guanga that night. Omurembo mpya.
The new generation.
Kirabika mutuwulira buwulizi
mpozi. Maybe just hear of us.
Naye Katonda atonze.
But God has created a new generation.
Nkugambye batugambye ebigambo bibiri.
No, they told us two words.
Ebigambo magezi n'okutegeera.
Wisdom and understanding.
Ebinyonyola n'osobola okutegeera.
They are what express
and
you can understand the four beasts.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Omwoyo gwa Satan mu version nnya.
The spirit of the devil in four versions.
N'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya butuufu.
And its works of unrighteousness.
N'engeri gye gulwanisa mu Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye. How it fights the right Christ and his church.
Nga bayita mu njiri enfu.
When they pass through the false gospel.
Okukyusa enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
To change the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Gwanga erina Katonda okumpya.
Nation with God so close to
them.
You move ahead.
Ekyamateeka essuula essuula ey'okuna olunnya olw'omunaana.
Deuteronomy 4 verse 8.
Era ggwanga ki ekkulu erina amateeka n'emisango egy'ensonga ng'amateeka gano gonna bwe gali gentadde mu maaso gammwe leero.
Nti bigambo bya nsonga byokka.
These are meaningful words alone.
Ye okugenda obugenzi ku TV yaffe oba media yaffe
yonna
buli ky'osoma magezi kutegeera
kuteesa
kwa Katonda maanyi kumanya omanya kiri awo ggwanga era oli okugenda obugenzi ku TV
yaffe
tugeziwali
let's get to go wise
Yes, we must
praise you.
Kubanga buli ekinajjanga ko kutegeera magezi.
To come is wisdom understanding.
Obutabo obufuluma.
The books printed.
Abasumba n'abatume ne bannabbi abafuluma.
Apostles and prophets sent.
Uzanya n'okuzebi
joke.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Naye ebibyo nanga bigenda okubaawo.
All that if this to happen.
Eranga bigenda maso.
And they are moving on right now.
Etuira bila tuli mukunyonyo kwa moyo okutegeera.
We shouldn't forget we are explaining the spirit of understanding.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Eranga okusinira mu Isaiah 28:8.
And according to Isaiah 28.
Yagamba onyoro omwenda.
He said to verse 9.
Atusomeyo.
Isaiah 28 olunyoro omwenda.
Isaiah 28 from verse 9.
Ani gwaliigiriza okumanya era ni gwalitegeka
tuddeyo katono ku lw'omunaana
Isaya esule ya 28 olunyolo 8
Isaiah 28 from verse 8
kubanga emmeeza zonna zijjudde ebisesemye n'empitambi obutabaawo kifo kirongoofu
olw'okunyoolanyoola
because of distorting the word
okutoola mu kigambo kya Katonda
subtract from the word of God
emmeezo yandibaddeko emigaati gya Katonda
the table which would have had the bread of God
nakyo ekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
kujjuddeko bigambo ebisesemisesemi ebinyooledde onyooleddwa
filled with vomit things twisted
ebyawandikwa bibanyodde nyodde
scriptures are twisted
byebatoddemu ne bongeramu
subtracted and added in them
ne babinyonyola kifuura
and explain them when they've turned them different
kati ekkanisa neemalirizanga eri ku bisesemi ebyebigambo balya
ends up on vomit of words eating them
naye n'agamba
but he says
ati ani gwanaayigiriza
okumanya who will he teach knowledge
era ni bwana tegeze bibuli
we will get to more what is the thoughts
Isaya esule ya 28 olunyiriri olwo mwenda
Isaiah 28 verse 9
ani gwaliigiriza okumanya era ni gwalitegeze bibulirwa
ndi kitufu babadde babibulira
truly they have been teaching them
nayo kubitegeera
but to understand them
kubanga ebisinga byetwogera ensolo biki
mayembe
wabiwulirako
horns you've heard of them
emitwe musanvu
seven heads
naye bibadde bibulirwa naye okubitegeera
they have been teaching you but to understand them
nayo kayogera bwana
and it speaks like this
Isaya esule ya 28 onyoro omwenda
Isaiah 28 verse 9
aba baleseyo kuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere
nti ayigiriza abakarokoka
that it teaches they were flesh born again
bana abali mupite ekisooka esula ey'okubiri
is in 1 Peter chapter 2
munyolisooka paka olwokusatu
from verse 1 to 3
abaana abaakajja bazaalibwe abeegomba ekigambo ekyamate kinasobola okubakuza
the newborn children desiring the sincere milk of the word which can grow them
Isaya esula ya 28 olunyolo 10
Isaiah 28 verse 10
kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro kiragiro ku kiragiro lunyiriri ku lunyiriri lunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono awo katono
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
nagamba wabo akutuigiriza okutuwa amagezi n'okutegeera
teach us give us wisdom and understanding
yategeka kigenda kujja ebiragiro bibiri isatu kubina n'okudda
going to come 2 3 to 4 and above command
huya wadi ku bitu
within the holy scriptures
enyiriri bibiri
scriptures
tusa tune kunya n'okudda
waguru 3 4 and above
agatale to okutegeera
join and bring understanding
wano kano wali katono akwate mbitabo ebyenjawula
get from the different books
atuletere okutegeerera ddala n'okumanya
standing and knowledge to us
bitabo Isaya Peter
books Isaiah Peter
yamateeka
Deuteronomy
atugatire tulabo okutegeerera
ddala for us to see total understanding
sigenda kuleta bitabo bya munsi bya muwandisi y'obulimba
books of the world of writers who are false
niye yali ategese ye n'ebyandikwa n'abikubira n'akalulu
he had prepared and allotted these scriptures
naga kino kye kinagenda ku kino
this will be going on this one
ne kino kye kinagatta ku kino
this will join on the other
okuli okuletera okutegeera
be able to bring understanding
era nga singa tekibeera bwesi ensolo eba egenda teganya abatukuvu
kuba
singa ebyandikwa tebireetebwa bwe
biriwaba
waweddewo ekiwummulo n'okuweweera
kati
wajjawo enjala y'ekigambo abatukuvu ne badduka ku lusozi ne mu biwonvu nga banoonya ekigambo Yes,
praise Jesus.
Well,
it's not like that.
The
spoken of cannot be.
It
never moves command by command. Scripture by scripture.
Here
a little, there a little. For you explained it like this. Isaiah 28:10.
Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono. Nedda, naye aliyogera n'abantu bano n'emimwa emigenyi, era n'olulimi olulala. Beyagamba nti kuno kwe kuwummula, mumuwe okuwummula oyo akooye, era kuno kwe kuweera, naye ne bataganya kuwulira.
Jukira,
remember,
singa ekigambo ekyo tekijja nga bwe yategeka.
The command doesn't, the word doesn't come as God prepared.
We wali okutegana kw'ekkanisa.
That's the troubling of the church coming.
We twawulidde.
This we heard of.
Mu Daniel 7.
In Daniel 7.
Verse 25.
This will speak words of blaspheming God,
this
most high,
and
to trouble the saints.
Because
they can never get rest.
The
famine of the word is striking them.
Amos
8,
verses
12.
And
they begin to move the mountains.
And
they go up and down.
Look
for the food of the word they can't see.
And
they have a famine and a thirsty. And it's not of eating
the
physical food,
not
even drinking usual water.
And they are lacking the word,
understanding with wisdom. This means what? God revealed it to me. And they are in turbulence. The others
were
being led that the garden is not there.
Don't
you see those people? The old man. When you look at this bald head. Praise Jesus. The beast you've spoken of, one pastor taught of it. He made us fast 2 years while we were just drinking porridge and the grains. Sometimes chapati, and we fly eggs on them. That beast took. But the one leading us was laying his bed up here on the pallet. Now he will lie flat and you pray around him up to around 5-11 in the night. And you go and you drink your porridge. After a week passed, he will teach, maybe he had gotten angered. And he calls the demons of Maria Magdalene. He will send the demons to the ones he never liked. Even those recordings are there. Of that pastor. And will make demons enter you. That who will set you free? Well, they come from only me. Me, I had gotten convinced that no one could set us free.
Can you tell you what, Dave?
Praise Jesus. People,
I've seen
a hand. What are you saying? Praise Jesus. One man, a pastor, he said that in hell, they don't burn any other thing except the tongue. And he gave a scripture. Luke 16:19. And the rich man tell Lazarus to give him a drop of water to quench his tank.
Yes, sir. Yes, we have received.
Praise Jesus.
But
let's proceed on.
They
say, who will he teach knowledge? And they told us, if scripture don't come scripture by scripture, there is going to be a suffering of the saints.
We
understood the same beast, the one doing that. Daniel 7:25. That they will trouble the saints.
All
things you fall down and fall, and you knock your head to the floor, and you laugh like things mad.
To
make the righteous things which are unworthy.
You thought
things are well, but this world
its
troubles which are enough.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
have said in Isaiah
28:13,
the thistles of being captured, those liars, those heathen in the church of Christ, those who have been fighting the right Christ, and this church, the seasons have come. It's going to come to them command by command that they will be captured. Let's read that verse. Isaiah 28:13.
Ekigambo kya Mukama kye kiriva kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategebwe, bakwatibwe.
Sawa ya kukwata buli mulimba.
Time to capture every liar. Scripture by scripture, they will be captured and broken.
And
the fear of the word of God is coming, and
it's
awakened with much power. According to Isaiah
29,
verses 18.
Isaiah 29:18. Omugavu w'amatwali ulira ebigambo by'omu kitabo.
Sawa yakuwulira bigambo byaki?
Of hearing the words of the scroll.
Bigambo by'omu Bible.
Words of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
N'amaaso g'omuzibe galiraba okuva mu butalaba ne mu kuzikiza.
Gwe wali maamu ensolefu yiyeja.
The one you like, the beast is coming from the water.
Agenda kulaba si bulijjo bulimba nga yemwe bansolo
bennyini. You lie to us, yet you are the real beast. The one who has been doing them. And you're among the people making up that beast. And you have spots that never leave you.
You're
the pastor who curses your congregation. It's you who rob and grab from them. You steal others' wives and husbands. You are the one who twists scripture. You subtract and add in them.
If
they will understand that you are among the beasts you have lied them for a long time.
You are
among them serving the kingdom of the beasts. The spirit of the devil. The kingdom of the devil. For the seasons have turned upside down. I told what we had to see on the church. The right Christ and his church. The false Christ and the churches. We are going to have chaos around.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On introduction, we've not begun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Yesterday I was with some brethren. They have a pastor, I ate at them in fasting and prayer.
And
when I went there yesterday, they have, as a pastor reached the pulpit, and he said to them the ministry God had given him a dream. But anytime he reached the pulpit, instead of giving them the word, he tells them he prepared the word, but he ends service without giving them a single scripture.
Now
when we started yesterday, brethren said we are not going to get back there, for we don't get food from there. They are preparing to come to Zana. We will come, all of them, in the entire world. Come to the generation with the full knowledge of God. All you, the saints of God,
church
without spot nor wrinkle, I will request to you around this time not to be found with the spot nor wrinkle. For if you'll have it, you'll be in the kingdom of the fourth beast, which is like a leopard with spots.
omuntu wakutukula atukula.
Person is to get clean, the one made to be clean.
N'omuntu wakwongera ayononekere ddala.
An evil person will get to be more evil.
Mwana w'omuntu bw'alidda,
when a son of man will come,
alisingana okukkiriza
kwe. He'll find faith on this world.
Ddala ajja kusingana.
Truly he will find the faith.
Tugenda kukukuuma tubeerewo paka.
We are going to watch over it and be forever with it. Jesus has fooled some of us. And we are in that faith of hearing the word of God and to do it and to preach to others. The words of this book,
Isaiah
29:18. Isaiah 29:18.
Era ku lunaku luli omugavu w'amatu aliwulira ebigambo by'omu kitabo n'amaaso g'omuzibe galiraba okuva mu butalaba ne mu kizikiza. Era abawombeefu balyeyongera okusanyukira Mukama.
Abawombeefu abatukuvu bali.
The humble the same.
Bwe bagenda kugamba Mukama kyekyo.
The Lord is that.
Otutaasizza.
You saved us.
Isaiya essula ya 29. Isaiah 29:19.
The beast which has been threatening people.
You know,
the way they have been teaching it even. And they put you in the spirit of fear of the devils. They put the spirit of fear of God.
Yet they
pushed you in the spirit of fear of the devils.
Did
you read Revelation 22? Verses 8.
So abati,
and those who fear will not enter the city of God. Revelation 21:8. They who fear will not enter God's city.
They put
the fear which is false in the spirits of the devils which are false.
Well, could you say,
and this coming from the water lowering. And it kneels down. And it grows wings. And it attacks the people. You begin to devour people.
How do I
know? And you have
this
fear. What is this coming for us? Put in the false fear.
No, Mama, but what didn't he say?
They have given you a false fear. The fear of God is to reject evil and to help men get from evil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Isaiah 29:20. Kyava ayogera ku nnyumba ya Yakobo nti, Yakobo alikwatibwa ensonyi kaakano, so n'amaaso ge tegalikyuka bbala lyago. Naye bw'aliraba abaana be, omulimu gw'engalo zange, wakati mu ye, balitukuza erinnya lyange, weewaawo balitukuza omutukuvu wa Yakobo, era balitekemukira Katonda wa Isirayiri, era n'abo abakyama mwoyo, balifuuka abategeevu.
It is time to gain. Perverted to follow another spirit, which we know as the beast, the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil.
And
you perverted went there. When you hear this word, you run quick. You say what? Men attacked and conned me.
Isaiah 29:24.
abakyama mu mwoyo,
those who are wayward in spirit,
balijja mu kutegeera,
they will enter understanding,
n'abadde beemulugunya,
and those who have been complaining,
n'ebigambo by'omu kitabo,
we've been dwelling on the
scroll, okutegeera ebibuulirwa,
understand what is being preached,
olifuuka ntisa,
it will become a sheer terror,
bukyanga balimba ensi,
ever since the light of this world.
Ade kizinga okwewuunyisa,
what surprises,
ne basinzira sewo mu kanisa y'obulimba,
they placed within the false church,
then
the false Christ,
and
they finished the church of Christ and the saints to finish them.
They have
built buildings in this world.
You may think they have
built for Jesus is coming back to take the church. Falsehood is in this world.
And
as God is living, he said in Ecclesiastes
that he's
going to be joining a word upon a word
to bring
us wisdom and understanding. Ecclesiastes 7. Let's begin from verse 7. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 7.
Mazima obukamuzi bufuula omugezi gezi okuba omusirusiru.
Are they bali omukukamula bukamuzi kanisa?
Are they not out there to suck all the thing from the church?
But sent
money and money.
Okukolera kyamagero.
To work a miracle.
Simba ano no mitwaro. Simba ano
thousands, millions.
Mubulize sura yo musanvu olunyolo
Ecclesiastes 7, verse 7.
Mazima obukamuzi bufuula omugezigezi okuba omusirusiru, era enguzi emalamu okutegeera. Enkomero y'ekigambo esinga obulungi okusooka kwakyo.
Bw'obanga osoma,
anytime you're reading,
tokkirizanga kutuliramu kigambo ekyo.
Don't accept to break immediately that word.
Tokutula lunyiriri mugambe lumaleeyo.
Break a scripture, tell them finish it.
Somayo nenda la bbiri wansi,
read other two down, even two up.
And he speaks elsewhere,
he's going to lie to you. Ecclesiastes
7, verse 8. Kubanga obusungu bubeera mu kifuba ky'abasirusiru. Toyogeranga nti nsonga ky'ennaku ez'edda kyezaavanga zisinga zino, kubanga tobuuza kino lwa magezi. Amagezi genkana obulungi obusika, weewaawo gasinga okuwooma eri abo abalaba enjuba. Kubanga amagezi kigo nga ssente, bweri ekigo.
Bwe tukuuma amagezi n'okutegeera,
tumaze okwekuumira ekigo. Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
wisdom of the word of God. But to connect it very well. When you move ahead a little. In Colossians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 12.
1
Corinthians 2 verses 12.
Na yefe, tetuawe wa moyo gwansi. Wabula moyo guveri Katonda. Tulioke tutegeere nga Katonda byatuwa obuwa. N'okwogera twogera ebyo, si mu bigambo amagezi g'abantu bye gayigiriza. Wabula moyo mutukuvu byayigiriza. Bwe tugerageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Bwe tutandika okwasaganya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
We begin to compare spiritual things with spiritual truth.
Tumanyinga. We know
in John 6:63, the words he tells us are spirit and life.
It's
life.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
connecting spiritual things with spiritual truth, scripture by scripture, word upon a word,
you
bring total understanding.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ecclesiastes 7:23.
That you may see scripture there. But it is broadened. If you join it very well.
Ecclesiastes 7:27.
You hear how they search out a truthful thing? Join a word upon a word in search of the real meaning of something.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's the spirit of wisdom and understanding they told us.
Who is to
help us understand the beasts. The four beasts. When you know the four beasts, you can know any beast spoken of in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This is where we begin tomorrow. Let's read briefly there. According to Daniel 27, these are what explain this beast. For a beast to be a kingdom of the devil. And it's the kingdom of the devil.
Daniel
7:23.
Nayogera bwati nti ensolo eyokuna eriba obwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna era buli ly'ensi zonna era buli zisambirira era buli zimenyaamenya.
Owulidde bulungi? Ensolo eyokuna,
the fourth beast,
bulibeera bwakabaka,
will be a kingdom. It's not a physical beast. And it's from the nations of this world. This is the kingdom of the devil. And when they explain the fourth beast, according to Revelation 13, it's appearing like a leopard. The feet is of a bear. The mouth is of a lion. Listen now. All things the fourth beast has. The other three beasts appear just like it.
Three versions
is made out of one version. Praise Jesus. Things are going to be seen very surprising. When we speak of the kingdom of the devil to be the beast,
it's
different from the kingdom of God.
But
the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit.
But
he appears in four forms of birds. The secrets have begun to come. He appears in a dove, the crested crane, there is the sparrow, and the eagle. He too has four versions. People say, where is that written now? Let me sample you tomorrow, we begin there.
Yes, he was
praised.
Isaiah
24:14.
Isaiah Sulaya Vimunya or Yidirwa Kuminanya. Banobali Musedovozi Yahweh. Bali Ogerera Waguru Oro Kuru Wamukama. Bale Kana Gavai Makunyanja. Kale Muguru Mizemukama Ebuvanjuba. Erinnya lya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri mu bizinga eby'omunnyanja.
Ndinda ku katono.
Eri
Isaya 38 okutandika ku 13:14.
Isaya sura ya 38 okuva kunyolwe 13.
Isaiah 38 from verse 13.
Nesirisa okutuusa enkya ng'empologoma bwamenya bwatyo amagumba gange gonna. Bwamenya bwatyo amagumba gange gonna okuva enkya okutuusa ekiro olimalirawo ddala ng'akataayi oba sekanyolya bwe navulungutana bwentyo naawuubaala nga kamukuukulu.
Katusome bulungi mu yoluzungu
yoluganda English version very clear.
Kamukuukulu byebiki?
Isaiah chapter 38 verse 13. I considered it till morning that as a lion, so
will
let's read verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 38 verse 14. Like a crane or a swallow.
What is a crane? Like a what?
A crane.
One of those three now crested crane.
You see the crested crane.
Sparrow. Like a swallow.
Like a crane or a sparrow. Swallow. So did I chatter. I did moan as a dove. My eyes fell with looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed, undertaken for me.
Who tries to be the dove interceding for us?
Like a dove, like a crane, like a swallow.
Like a dove, crane, and a sparrow.
How does
it appear?
There,
where we got raised up as eagles.
Who will
empower us like that?
When
the Spirit will come and give you power, and we mount up on wings as eagles.
There are four parts
which depict the Holy Spirit. The devil has four beasts in his version.
You have a crane there. I don't know
that a crested crane is in the scriptures. Now we are going in contentions, competitions. The four beasts and the four birds. Why have we spoken of the beast to be the kingdom of the devil and to be the spirit of the devil? We heard in Matthew 12:28, Jesus said, if I
cast
demons by the spirit of the Lord, the kingdom of God has come. But remember, the Holy Spirit came in a dove. It's what we knew so far.
Version in
the other version, we never knew them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
That the
very, very big difference on these two types of kingdoms. When the Spirit is in us, and that is the kingdom of God. Now, what we call the beast, it's the spirit of the devil. It's the kingdom of the devil. It's the spirit working in the children of disobedience. That's why they say the beast come from the tribes, many waters.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
let's see more tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for coming.